Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sarge Connolly. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sarge Connolly. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Morris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Morris. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill strikes out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Toad for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields the ball and throws to Connolly covering. Safe. Williams moves to second. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. having hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. There goes Reagan trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris strikes out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Flagstead reaches second base with a double. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flagstead scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-1 in the game. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reagan moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on McCurdy. Reagan scores. Tate moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to third. One out. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hebbing hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 1 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk strikes out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy bunts towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Flagstead moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tote bunts towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstead moves to third. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flagstead scores. It's 4 to nothing, Red Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reagan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCurdy is called out on strikes. One out. Randy Moore pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Moore reaches second base with a double. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss still hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore tags and moves to third. Two outs. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisell hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Adkins now pitching. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hebbing hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ma Still, who is chasing the ball. Hebbing reaches third base with a triple. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 2 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hebbing scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk bunts towards first. Tote fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tote. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball towards center. Flagstead settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Flagstead. Falk goes all the way around to score. Clancy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hebbing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tote strikes out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from McCurdy and he is safe. Meyer steals second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCurdy hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma Still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma Still is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Ma Still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.